The J&G Show, we are getting started here with the week two matchups, and we will cover the week one matchups as well. The first matchup that we have is the Bengals versus the Browns. Obviously, this is a big one that Jackson wants to talk about, being that it is the Browns. So take it away, my guy.
Yeah, so the Browns kind of got beat up last week against the Ravens in Baltimore. Very ugly game. Got away from the run really quickly. Baker did not look good at all. Looked very bad. Defense looked terrible. Ravens basically ran all over us, kind of what everybody expected. But, you know, last night against the Bengals did come away with the win, even though it was only by 5 points. Bengals did have a garbage time touchdown. But the offense did look really good. Baker looked really good besides one pick late in the game. But that defense just doesn't look good. That defense has got to – you got to pick somebody up in free agency, trade something, or that defense just got to start playing better because they're letting up 30 points to the Bengals.
Yeah, 30 points to the Bengals. That's absurd,
like,
especially a rookie
come on.
QB. He had three touchdowns.
I mean, like, Burrow's good.
Yeah, no,
but,
he
like,
is good.
He's not,
come on.
Like, come on. Like, that Bengals offense is good, but it's not 30 points a game.
No, I mean, the offense,
the
defense.
The defense is really the only thing that struggles with in Cleveland, I think, and Baker. Baker looked better, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. Browns backfield, running back-wise, best
the most
running
surprising,
back backfield in the NFL.
The most surprising thing out of this game? Cody Parkey was the most surprising thing. He hit every extra point.
It didn't
this
miss
is Cody Parkey.
Hey, 5 for 5, right?
Yeah, that's surprising.
Absolute beauty. No, but, Jack, I firmly do believe that. I believe Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are the best 1-2 punch running backs in the NFL. And I think they proved that last night.
They're up there. Who else? I mean,
49ers. And,
yeah, I was going to say the Niners.
Mostert and who, though?
McKinnon.
Yeah. They're both good.
I don't know. I like Hunt and Chubb more.
I would have
to
say the Ravens with Dobbins and Ingram.
Yeah, once Dobbins gets rolling into this rookie year, that could be dangerous. That's definitely
could be, but, all right.
And then if Connor stays healthy with the Steelers, that's a mean backfield.
Yeah. Snell and Connor, if they're healthy, that's a good team, too. We'll see. Moving on, then, we have the Giants versus the Bears. Giants did end up losing to the Steelers this past week, which was awesome. Ben did look a little rusty coming in that game, but we are talking here about the Giants-Bears. If I had to pick a team, probably going to go with the Giants here. I don't think the Bears have – I don't know. The Bears kind of got, like, a lucky break last week against the Lions.
I don't know. Because
Mr. Trubisky is an elite quarterback.
Okay, whatever.
That's
but the Bears – no, listen, the Giants, what? Saquon went 11 for
– 15 for 6 yards.
15 for 6, okay. The Bears' defense is way better than the Steelers at the run game. As of right now, it is.
What? Did we shut Saquon down?
I know. That's the problem with the Giants. They're not going to win this game because of it. The Bears' run defense is just too good.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Bears. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the Bears' run defense being better than the Steelers, at least especially after how the Steelers played last week.
Yeah,
because I believe Adrian Peterson almost had a 100-yard game.
Yeah.
Against the Bears. But, yeah, I mean, again, Mitch Trubisky looked terrible over 3 quarters, then turns it on the 4th quarter, wins the game. Everybody loves Chicago Bears. But I'm going to go with the Bears here, staying undefeated, being this Giants team. I just really don't like this Giants team right now. Evan Ingram's looking very, very weak.
I think, honestly, for me to give an opinion on Evan Ingram, I got to wait after week two.
On paper, he should be good.
Right,
yeah, Daniel Jones likes looking for the tight ends. So, I mean,
Daniel Jones did not play well, like, second half. You see that interception against the
second
Steelers?
Half,
what was he
doing?
Yeah,
but, I mean, for Daniel Jones, I mean, he didn't have a brutally bad game.
I mean, for Saquon playing horrible, he played a decent game.
Yeah.
Yeah, for having a bad game, Saquon, like not even a bad game, like a horrible game. Daniel Jones did play pretty well.
Yeah. I agree.
But I have to pick Bears here.
Yeah, I'm picking Giants.
Shout out DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
From that Bears Lions game.
That's brutal.
Best hands in the NFL. Right behind Nelson Aguilar.
Can't do the rookie.
Hey, Odell dropped a big one on 3rd and 2.
Yeah, but that was. But George, remember we already won a game, so everything.
Well, according to Jackson, folks, the bet that the Browns could have went down and scored if Odell had caught that pass.
Right. Here's the thing. So we're down 10-0. We score a touchdown. We're down 10-7.
Third time
driving. It's 3rd and 2 inside Baltimore's 40. Odell drops the pivot route for the first down. He missed the field goal. So instead of going and getting points to be within one possession going into the half, we're down two possessions because they went and scored a touchdown. And then we got a stop going into the second half. So we got the ball back with a chance to take a lead. But that
I think a big reason they lost the game was because of that drive, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just –
Right, but the thing is, Baltimore doesn't get that drive if Odell catches that. The drive keeps going. Time runs out in the half. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. We got killed. Doesn't matter. I mean, we lost by 32.
Yeah, so. It doesn't matter. That's true. But the next game is the Rams versus the Eagles. The Rams surprisingly beat the Cowboys last week. That was kind of an interesting game. That was a good game, to be honest. But I had the Cowboys winning that last week. But they are playing the Eagles, who came off a loss to the Washington football team. Still sounds weird when you say it like that, but that's the way it is. But the Eagles, I don't know. Their secondary is not bad, but there's really the only two targets that they have are their two tight ends, which are Dallas Goedert and obviously Zach Ertz. And Miles Sanders is clear to play this week, so hopefully he does well for the Eagles. But I'm still picking Rams regardless. So
I still don't believe in the Rams' potential to be a –
Really?
A good team.
I love Malcolm Brown coming off week.
Yeah, one. Robert Woods showed me something where he's like playing as Robert Woods should. But like the thing is, this is a Rams win just because the Eagles, you can't give 27 unanswered to the football team. That's insane. Right. The secondary is the best part of that defense. But if you look at the football team's offense, it's just McLaurin. So it's like there's no excuse. Mm.
I don't know. Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, but, like, it's not the best offense, all right?
No.
Like, the Rams should, in theory, kill them.
Yeah.
It should be a blowout.
Yeah.
This is an easy Rams victory. I don't really see the Eagles even coming close.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Again, it's 1 week into the season, so, again, Carson Wentz could put on a show. I mean, the Eagles did play good the first half of the game last week.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
They self-destructed, let up 27 points to one of the worst offenses in football. And a half. So, yeah. Again, I do think the Eagles come off of that good. So, I think this is going to be a good game. But I think Jared Goff did look good against the Cowboys.
Yeah, Jared Goff did. That's a good defense. He did last season.
Right. And so, he's looking better, which is good for them. And it's like you said, Robert Woods, that wide receiver core is looking decent. And I don't really like Philadelphia's defense that much, to be honest. So, I got the Rams in this one in a close game.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to – I like Rams, but in a blowout with George. I like that. So. But the next one is Falcons-Cowboys. We do wanted to mention that the Cowboys lost Van Der Esch to a fractured collarbone, which really, really, that's terrible for him. He was plagued with an injury last year, and he's going to be out for quite some time this season. And
then
Blake Jarwin, their lead tight end, also a pretty fantasy-relevant guy. Towards ACL, possibly. We don't know for sure if that's what the
– At this point, it could be – the diagnosis is probably out by now. I would say when they say possibly, it probably means he did. And that's a big loss for the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's just two – those are two big injuries on both sides of the ball for the Cowboys. That really, really is quite unfortunate. But they are playing the Falcons this week. Falcons, I mean, they played well against just a really great Seahawks offense, honestly. The Seahawks, I mean – Russell Wilson just went off. So did Chris Carson. So definitely an interesting game, but I'm going to go Cowboys on this one just because I like that Cowboys offense a bit more than the Falcons, even though Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones are, you know, obviously studs, but Julio Jones is questionable going into this week. So just something.
The Falcons showed me enough to have me pick them in this game. Cowboys, it kind of looked like, I mean, personally, I don't like watching Cowboys games because, to me, they're the most boring football games to watch. I don't know why. I don't like watching games until, like, the third and fourth quarter where all the scoring is. I kind of like how it's, like, even throughout the game. That's just me personally. But the Falcons, I think Gurley, he looked good enough to beat this Cowboys defense. He actually played decent. And then the two wide receivers went off, Ridley and Julio. Julio's questionable, as you said, but I think he'll probably play. And if he doesn't, Ridley's still a good target, and the defense is solid. So I pick the Falcons in this game.
Yeah, I think it's honestly going to be a little bit of a barn burner. You know, neither of these defenses are very elite. Obviously, the Falcons defense got absolutely torn up last week by Russell Wilson. Shout out QB1 on my fantasy team. Absolute beast. But I think Dak's kind of going to do a little bit more of the same to this Falcons defense. I mean, that offense did look a little lackluster against the Rams, but I also think that the Rams – are definitely a tier two above the Falcons defensively. But I do think that Falcons team, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, if he does play, along with Calvin Ridley and Todd Gurley, who did look good, they were able to establish a run game against the Seahawks, at least early in the game, which is something we have not seen the Falcons do in years past. So I think it's going to be a close game, be high scoring, but I'm going to take Dallas on this one.
I like it. I like it. All right. The next one is the Panthers versus the Bucs. The Bucs come actually to lose to New Orleans. Kind of an interesting. I don't remember how we picked this week one, but I feel like I had the Bucs win.
I picked Saints.
Did you? Okay. But I don't know. The Bucs offense looked pretty bad. If I were to.
Tom Brady looked terrible.
Yeah, Tom Brady looked pretty bad coming into this week one. But again, defense. It is a brand new team. It is a new offense. It is a new, you know, everything for him. And Mike Evans, his lead running wide receiver, was playing through a hamstring injury. The only thing that I really want to note before I give my pick is that both of his wide receivers, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, are going to be injury-ish going into this week. Chris Godwin is in the concussion protocol heading into week one. And then Mike Evans is still battling that same hamstring injury. So just for those reasons alone, I'm probably going to have to pick Panthers. I mean, I really like that Panthers wide receiver core. I mentioned it week one. Robbie Anderson had a pretty great game. Curtis Samuel had about a Curtis Samuel game, kind of mediocre. And DJ Moore was all right. He kind of just got locked down in the previous week against the Raiders. But I'm going to take Panthers in an upset over the Bucs. I think
I'm taking that upset too.
Annihilate that Bucs defense, to be honest.
Besides the wide receiver injuries, I think if they were, you know, if they were healthy, just saying, they'd probably beat them. But I'm picking the Panthers. I think the Bucs just they need some time. It's going to take them a little bit, and the Panthers with McCaffrey are probably going to tear up this defense.
Yeah.
Same with the defense on the Panthers, though, is they're going to have trouble because, you know, Brady's Brady. Even though he's in a new scheme, it's still Tom Brady. So it's going to be high scoring, probably. I'm not really too sure about that, but I do have the Panthers winning. I see Robbie Anderson becoming the clear number one target, though, this game.
Wow. Bold words.
Yeah. I like this game a lot. It's definitely – obviously, last 2 weeks for the Bucs is definitely a tough task, showing that NFC South, I mean, every single team on that division is going to score on you and will. And that Bucs defense is not very good, like you said. So, they also have another high-scoring game. I do think Tom Brady's going to play good again in his career. Tom Brady losing a game rather than two games in a row is rare. So, I don't necessarily want to pick the Panthers this week, but I think I'm going to. Just because Brady missed like 8 or 9 balls last week that were like 15 yards or less that were just
there were some pretty bad throws.
Just bad throws. Like it was a wide open receiver that like he put it in the spot. Like it's he just didn't look good. And like you said, both of his top two targets are a little banged up. And Gronk did not look good. Also, Gronk
he did
only
not
had a couple of targets.
He targeted like twice though.
Yeah, he was non-existent in that game.
Which
surprised me. Surprised me a lot. Yeah, that Saints defense surprised me too.
They found OJ Howard more than he found Gronk, which was interesting.
Yeah, OJ Howard did play better than Gronk.
Yeah.
Which is definitely not what you want to see as a Tampa Bay fan. But yeah, I got the Panthers. Tom Brady going 0-2. For the first time.
Across the board, interesting. I didn't think that was gonna happen. But the next one, this is probably gonna be a across the board pick as well.
So.
We got 49ers versus the Jets. The Jets are already battling major injuries. I mean, Le'Veon Bell's out on IR for 3 weeks. Jamison Crowder's out going into this week. So both – those are obviously – arguably their top two guys on the offense.
It is.
And Chris Herndon.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Herndon's going to get a ton of shares, a ton of targets, I should say, him coming his way from Darnold this week. But – honestly, it doesn't matter. They're playing the 49ers, and the 49ers defense is certainly top five, if not top three. And the Niners, we have here secured Mohamed Sanu. That's huge for them, considering that they are struggling at that wide receiver position.
That's a huge move for them, yeah.
Yeah. But, George, I know this is your game, so go ahead. I'm clearly picking 49ers.
Yeah, I'm guessing everybody would pick 49ers here because of the injuries. But for some reason I'm excited for this game is, one, obviously Frank Gore is going to be back, you know, seeing the Niners. Also, I'm happy. Hopefully Frank Gore is like the starter. That'd be fun to see. Like, I'd love to see he that. Will be. They did sign Kevin Ballage.
They named him the starter.
Good. Signed Ballage.
Perfect. Yeah, he's good. But Mohamed Sanu is a great pickup. We need a wide receiver. Debo's not back till like week four. And then I think Sanu and Debo are kind of a dirty duo right there.
It is. If Mohamed Sanu can go back to playing the way he was with the Falcons, because he disappeared with the Patriots.
That wide receiver core could be turned in from towards the bottom of the NFL to it definitely higher tier and more towards the middle, I would say, you know?
Yeah. And then besides that, I mean, the loss to the Cardinals, I view it as Hopkins had a career day, and we still only held them to, 24 points? So, it's a loss, but this should be a very easy win. Like,
Kenyon Drake should be no struggle against you guys, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would hope so, again, for the 49ers. Hopefully this is your week. You're able to come back.
They're not going
to. Yeah. You're able to hopefully right some wrongs. And the Niners are going into a very easy five-game stretch with the Jets, Redskins, a couple Giants. Of pretty easy teams. Giants are in there.
Dolphins.
Oh, my God.
That's right. This, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be going 5-1, yeah.
That's right. Ridiculous. So,
what is that schedule crap?
You guys just played the Giants. What do you mean?
Yeah, I understand. But, like, we're playing – that's ridiculous. Three straight – that's absurd.
Yeah, again, 49ers should win this week. Again, I like the Mohamed Sanu pickup. But that game against the Cardinals kind of showed a little bit of weakness in that offense because that Cardinals defense is pretty good. They looked a lot better last week than they did last year. And Kyler did look really good. So I like that Arizona team a lot. They looked really good in that game. Moving on. Broncos versus Steelers. Steelers play another bad quarterback. Good for you guys. Have fun.
I don't know. I don't give up on Drew Lock yet.
Drew Lock's okay. I mean, he looked okay week one.
Don't give up on Drew Lock yet, but I agree with you. The Steelers are going to absolutely annihilate the Broncos offense. Cortland Sutton, I'm pretty sure, is still listed as out for week two.
That is
their main wide receiver, the Broncos. So the only other passing game threat that the Broncos have is – probably Noah Fant, however you say it, I don't know.
Noah Fant, who looked very good.
I thought he would look good, and he did.
When you have – we're playing up against the Steelers defense, that's really only the only target that we have to worry about in the air. And then we're worrying about Melvin Gordon because Phillip Lindsay has turf toe from week one, and I don't know if he's playing week two. So I think this is going to be a very low-scoring game for the Broncos. I'm just curious to see how fast – Ben is able to come out there firing because, like we saw in week one, he certainly came out pretty slow, had to knock off some rust. He had some jitters because, you know, he hasn't played in a good chunk of time. So as long as Ben is able to come out firing this week, I think it's going to be a lockdown win for us. And if Connor – and this is another game that we really need to hone in on Connor and watch how he plays because the dude had a minor ankle sprain is what it was listed at, and he was not able to come in for parts and pieces of the game. He was on, then he was off, he was on, then he was off. But I don't know. Connor has to really prove himself here as the back in Pittsburgh this week, and Ben Roethlisberger has to solidify that passing game. But other than that, I mean, the Steelers are locked down, going to win this one.
I agree. This is an easy Steelers win. Broncos defense is all right. But I think the offense on the Steelers is too powerful for them. And then vice versa, the offense on the Broncos cannot do anything against the Steelers defense.
Steel curtain, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I think the Steelers are going to take this one. I think the Broncos defense can get a little bit of pressure in Big Ben's face. But, yeah, like you said, you're talking about James Conner. Honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of James Conner. I do like how Ben
played last week.
I'm not the biggest fan of him. He's been injured, the past 2 years?
And... he stresses me out way too much, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just got to give the ball to Snell. I think Snell proved last week that he has. But
the thing is that they're not going to do that, unfortunately, because, two reasons. Connor's in a contract year this year, and Tomlin came out towards the beginning of the season saying that Connor's going to be our guy as long as he's healthy. So, I mean, I don't know. Connor just really has to – he might have to play through some injuries this year in order to keep himself in Pittsburgh or even keep his job in general. honestly, if he doesn't have a great season or a mediocre to above average season in Pittsburgh, I don't see the Pittsburgh Steelers re-signing him, and I also don't see another team re-signing him, especially with the draft being so deep at the running back spot. But that's neither here nor there. We'll move on to the next game, which is going to be Jags versus the Titans.
Could we just talk about Steven Gutkowski really quick, missing four kicks?
Yeah.
Four kicks?
He's a huge veteran kicker.
Yes, and he's not even a bad kicker. That's not even like a Cody Parkey thing. Like, that's like...
Correct.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Week one in general was really bad for kickers.
Really bad for kickers.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been rusty, so they haven't been playing.
True. I don't know. It's just, that was weird to see a bunch of games across the board. Kickers just sucked in general. But anyway, I made a bold call last week that the Jags were going to go 0-16. Unfortunately, that didn't happen because they beat the Colts.
Gardner Minshew,
goes that one out the door. But this is going to be an easy Titans win. All they have to do is hand the ball to Derrick Henry all night long, and it's going to be an annihilation either way.
Hopefully, there's another 99-yard touchdown run. this is an easy win for the Titans just because the run game and the passing game looked really, really well as well. The Jags, you know, they played well against the Colts. The Colts still look like the Colts, you know.
Philip Rivers sucks.
We'll get to it. But, yes, Philip Rivers did look pretty bad. This should be an easy Titans win.
For sure.
Yeah, right. I guess the Titans are going to win. But
I know you want to pick
the Titans. I like the Titans a lot. I mean, I love the Titans. No, I love the Titans. I mean, the Titans – of the playoffs last year, like the Miami Heat of the playoffs this year for the NFL, or for the NBA. Like,
that's a good analogy. Love the
Miami Heat, by the way. They're going to take the Lakers to 7.
All right.
That's another.
Anyway, back to the sport that we're supposed to talk about. But yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry looked very good. 30-plus carries against Denver. And I believe Tannehill had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, right. I believe.
So,
he played well.
Again, yeah, Tannehill looking good after signing that lengthy – and a very lucrative contract.
Yeah, for Ryan Tannehill, that doesn't make any sense for that contract.
Ryan Tannehill's a good quarterback.
You make it to the AFC Championship, lots of things can happen.
True.
But, yeah, again, I do like Gardner Minshew, DJ Chark. They looked good last week. Again, Minshew's missed one pass last week. 3 touchdowns, very accurate. Very game manager-like, but that's kind of all you can do with that offense. And I think it's going to be a really tough task against the secondary the Titans have. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Titans.
All right.
Titans, but it's not going to be Minshew's fault that they lose. The Jaguars team just sucks.
Well, all right. Moving on to – well, nah, this isn't the Toy Bowl game of the week yet. We'll get there. It's definitely in there. Dolphins can – you can almost make a case that every week the Dolphins play, it's going to be a Toy Bowl game. Yeah. So, anyway – we got Bills versus Dolphins. Dolphins looked, I mean, okay, but not great against the Patriots. I mean, they were able to hold their own, but Cam Newton kind of just ran all over them.
Fitzmagic looked terrible.
Yeah, Fitzmagic.
Yeah, he looked really
bad.
That was bad.
That's a good point.
They got to put Tua in. Tua should be starting this week.
No, you got to give him another week.
No, Tua. Tua all the way this week.
You got to give him another week.
Like, if Fitzpatrick doesn't throw 3 picks, then, like, yeah, but Fitzpatrick looks so bad, dude.
Listen,
like, you're not winning this game.
I don't know the Dolphins' schedule, but seeing how the NFL is right now, I'm going to take a good guess. It's probably the Jets. That would make sense because everybody's playing in their own division the first few weeks.
Right.
I'd rather start Tua against the Jets than the Bills.
As a first game, yeah, you're right.
That's why I would not start.
Yeah, that Bills, yeah, no, that's a good point.
All right, well,
I'm picking the Bills.
They're coming off a hot game with Josh Allen looking good, I guess, right? I mean, but
he looked good, you guess. He had 3 touchdowns in the first half.
I don't know. Looked like a goon. I'm not on the Josh.
Timeout.
I'm not on the Josh Allen train yet, all right? The guy didn't look fully consistent. He missed some passes. I mean, he made some bad calls. I don't know. I'm not on the Josh Allen train yet. I definitely think the Bills are going to run away with this game this week, but I'm just not sold. One quick thing that I want to mention about the Dolphins is Devontae Parker out. So that's their number one target.
Yeah,
for everything to go to Preston Williams.
I don't know what they're going to do. they'll need help from others, but they don't have any others. The Bills defense, they'll just shut them down. The one thing I hope for the Dolphins is they don't put Tua in, because you can't put him in against the Bills. The Bills are a great team.
True.
Yeah,
true.
I mean, that defense is really good. Again, I mean, Tremaine Edmonds is going to be out this week. Little linebacker presence. That's definitely going to be missed. But again, I mean, number one wide receiver out in Devontae Parker for the Dolphins. And looks like Fitzmagic's going to be in there again, who's, I guess, blind as a bat now. I guess that happens when you reach, like, 65 and still play football. So, but yeah, the Bills game last week, I really do like Josh Allen. I am on the Josh Allen bandwagon, even though he looked absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah, thank you, George. Thank you, George.
It's week.
I really like. I just really like the Josh Allen stuff on Diggs. Connection.
John Brown. John Brown had a good game too.
John Brown did too, as well.
John Brown,
for sure. I don't know. I like Josh Allen. I mean, when I say I'm on the Josh Allen bandwagon, I'm like, Josh Allen's like a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield. Like, I would have drafted Josh Allen over Baker Mayfield.
Yes, 100%.
So. But yeah, another divisional game we have between the Lions, who got absolutely robbed this past weekend, and the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, who looked like the Aaron Rodgers of the early 2010s. He had four touchdowns against.
He went off.
Pretty good Vikings defense.
It's a good defense, and he just tore it up.
Played very well. Again, last year, Aaron Rodgers, especially with the help of Aaron Jones, they played very well, but Aaron Rodgers was kind of looked at as a game manager. I kind of think everybody's just, like, looking at Aaron Rodgers now like they did 10 years ago. At least through that first week, he looked like himself. He did not look like he was 35, 36 years old, which is very scary if you're from the NFC North.
The biggest
thing, if Aaron Rodgers is going to play like that, that's the Packers division.
True. The biggest thing that I wanted to mention is, obviously, you hit all the key points on the Packers there. The biggest thing that I want to talk about is how disappointing the Vikings defense looked. The Vikings defense was supposed to be easily a top five, but you could go as wide as top 10, but definitely could have been a top five defense this year. And don't get me wrong, it's only week one. They still have time to bounce back and everything. And I get that guys are coming back from this quarantine weirdness, you know, whatever. But, dude, the Vikings defense looked brutal. The secondary looked even more brutal. I mean, it's just – that's a very scary thing, considering that the Vikings were kind of one of the teams that we could list as a well-rounded team, being that they had still a decent offense around Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, and the rookie Justin Jefferson. And then the defense was able to hold it down to keep games tight. But, I mean, as we saw, Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones and obviously Devontae Adams.
Devontae
Adams went off. The Packers, the best thing for the Packers is that Adams had a great game. The other two, Lazard and Valdez-Scantling, had a great game as well. They did drop a few passes, but it's the classic, you know, somehow Valdez-Scantling always gets open on that fade route or a streak. Usually he's always open somehow.
Just want to mention really quick. Go ahead, finish.
No, go ahead. He actually caught the ball.
The really quick thing that I want to talk about is I still hate Lazard and hate Valdez-Scantling.
They're good.
I don't like them as consistent wide receiver two and three in that system. So I still think it's all Devontae Adams there all the time.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's just I'm glad they looked, you know, like they can actually play wide receiver.
Yeah, Lazard, I'm shaky on now, but I still hate Valdez Scantling.
Yeah, no, Lazard actually looked – he actually looked decent. Scantling still is – having problems. Yeah. But one thing we got to talk about is the Lions. I mean, we haven't really talked about them at all. that's who they're playing. I'm taking the Packers in this game. But the Lions, they looked good. All right. They did lose. The defense was the problem. But the offense looked good. It wasn't bad. Peterson surprised me with how much he was actually used and how much he actually played well. And, you know, Swift. Oof.
Adrian Peterson. Annihilated Kerryon Johnson's job. Like, Kerryon Johnson just got sent to the bench so fast. Like, insanely fast. It's all going to be DeAndre Swift and all Adrian Peterson. I would not be surprised if Kerryon Johnson doesn't step foot on a football field for the rest of the season. Seriously.
I'll see a team probably picking him up, but I think the biggest problem for the Lions is the defense looked bad, and it's getting worse because Trufant's out.
So
they have no chance in this game. You just got to look at it. Hopefully the offense plays well.
All right, just George and I now, as Jack had to go to some family obligation on his wonderful Friday night. We're going to go into the Vikings and the Colts game. We talked about the Colts, and Phillip Rivers did not look good. Marlon Mack is also injured. The Jonathan Taylor did look good out of the backfield, especially in the passing game. And that defense did not look too bad, although the Jaguars did put up 28.
It was Phillip Rivers mainly. That was the issue. We already talked about both of these teams in depth, like especially the Vikings with the Packers game we just talked about. We already talked about the Vikings a lot. So I'm gonna pick the Vikings because even though the Packers were doing insane, I like that the Vikings still scored as many points as they did without Diggs. Cook had, for Dalvin Cook standards, an average game. Adam Thielen still went off. He's still playing at that elite level at his age. I think the problem for the Colts, though, that people may think is a problem is Marlon Mack's out. That's Nyheim Hines. I mean, he went off, man. He had, what, two touchdowns? I think over 100 either yards rushing or receiving. So that's not a problem for him. The wide receivers, I don't even think Hilton caught a pass. Like, was he even in? I didn't see anything from him. But all in all, I'm going to pick the Colts. No, I'm going to pick the Vikings in this game. I'm going to pick the Vikings.
You know, I like the Vikings. I mean, even though they did lose to the Packers and their defense didn't look very good last week, I mean, their offense is still good. Justin Jefferson didn't look the best, not the best NFL debut, but he's still going to be, I believe, going to end up being a good wide receiver number two for the Vikings there. And I think they get an easy win this week against the Colts. Next game, we have the football team and the Cardinals, both a couple of undefeated teams. And the football team did play good in the second half last week. They put up 27 unanswered points on the Eagles and came away with the win. Haskins and the backfield looked really good in that game, but so did the Cardinals. I really liked the Cardinals in that win against the 49ers.
Honestly, they beat the Niners, but it was actually nice to see the Cardinals finally play well. They actually looked like a good team. Now this, I got to ask you a question real quick because I don't pay attention to college football as much, but did Haskins and Young play at the same time?
Yes. So, like, Chase Young was, like, on the team, but, like, I don't know if he – I'm sure he played, but he wasn't, like, as good as he was because he was only that good for 1 year in college. And then he was good, like, in prior years, but they also had, like Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa, blah, 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 like, gotcha. Other defensive linemen.
Both undefeated, 27 unanswered points. See, this seems like it should be an easy Cardinals win for how bad the football team is. Even though they won 27 points, they're still the Eagles. They're not the best. Like, on paper, the team does not look good. I had to pick the Cardinals here because of D-Hop and Drake. But the football team, I wouldn't count them out. Like, this would probably be the upset of the week is Washington beating the Cardinals. Yeah, it's a tough one to choose just because the Cardinals are good. So did Washington. So what's your pick?
I like the Cardinals here just because I really do like this Cardinals defense. I don't really think that there's any way like Washington puts up 27 points on this defense. I mean, the 49ers only put up 20, right? It was 26.
I'm sure it was 24-20, or 24-20, I think.
24-20, okay. But, again, I like the 49ers defense much more than the football teams. And they got shut down pretty handily. Again, I like this Cardinals team a lot. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. I like the Cardinals against the football team this week.
The reason I'm not counting out Washington is just simply because 27 unanswered points is hard to do against any football team,
right?
In the national level. So that's why I think this could be actually a great game. But anyways, moving on, we have the Ravens and Texans.
This is definitely, I would say this is the marquee matchup of the week. Definitely really? Up there with the Patriots and Seahawks.
You mean like best match?
Just really? Like best game. I mean, if this Texans team plays
I'd like to see
good,
Watson against Jackson.
I mean, it all depends on Deshaun Watson plays because obviously.
If he plays good, this would be a great good. Game.
Right, he did not play good on Thursday Night Football. So
maybe it was Thursday night, first game, who knows, jitters. I don't know. The team looked good, though. This is tough because the run defense on the Texans is good, but Dobbins and Ingram went off. Browns defense is, I would say, equal to the Texans. Really, not in the pass, not in pass, but like rush, they're about equal. The Ravens, though, this should be, man, this is actually going to be a great game. Texans with Cooks, he looked great, and so did Stills. They look like they'll actually have a good offense this year. I think the problem with this game is the Ravens are just the Ravens, and they put up so many points against the Browns. I want to pick the Texans in this game, simply because I still don't like the Ravens, but that's not why I'm going to pick them. The Texans, I think they could pull this out, especially because what would this be? This ain't the Sunday one. Is this Sunday night?
No, I think it's a Sunday afternoon game.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I just think Ravens are going to try to switch things up with Dobbins and Ingram, and I think they should wait till they play like a, you know, maybe like a lesser team, like the Bengals or Browns again. I'm not, you know, being bad on the Browns, but they beat them. Yeah. But I would test that out against lesser teams and the Texans. But if they don't, it could be a Ravens win. But I'm going to pick the Texans here.
Yeah, I do like this Texans team. Again, does depend on how Deshaun Watson's going to play, and he did not play good last week. Granted, it is a really good Chiefs defense and the first week of the NFL season, but, I mean, Texans, that's the two hardest games you got to have back-to-back. Chiefs and Ravens. That's terrible. I mean, that sucks. Like, that's the worst.
The hardest schedule just because you got to play those two teams, and it's in the first 2 weeks.
Right, and, I mean, this Ravens team, they look so good against the Browns. I mean, they embarrass them. Lamar Jackson didn't even look like he was trying in, like, the second quarter.
he was throwing sidearm passes the whole time.
Yeah, he's just going, like, 80, 85%, just like it's like a walkthrough in practice. And Marquise Brown. Marquise Brown looks very, very good.
He looked
good. About 20, 25 pounds of muscle in the offseason. Looks like he got even quicker, which I didn't think was possible.
I'm so upset Jack's not here because Willie Snead actually had a good game. He actually played a good game.
I know, it was crazy. It's like the whole offense played really good because the Browns' defense is really bad.
Oh, poor Browns.
It's okay. Texans. Yeah, I like this Baltimore team, and this Baltimore defense is really good too. Calais Campbell.
Oh, my. The defense. That should be a problem because Watson with those rollouts, it's going to be tough for him.
Yeah, so I like the Ravens in this game. I like Ravens. I mean, I want to put them above the Chiefs as the best team in the NFL just because how good that defense is, but I think I still like the Chiefs over the Ravens, but I don't know. That Ravens seems very, very good. But speaking of the other very, very good team, we have the Chiefs going up against the Chargers team that honestly should not have won their first game against the Bengals.
That was
Randy Bullock just whiffed. And that Chargers offense did not look good with Tyrod Taylor under center.
Taylor did not look good. Like, I'm not a big fan of Herbert either, but like – Tyrod Taylor, oh my, did he look bad. Chiefs, yeah. This should be, you know, I want it to be a good game because of defense, but, you know, Hill, Kelsey, and even, man, how would you say it? Like, Clyde, what is it?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
There it is.
Helaire, yeah. He played very well. I don't think he'll have a great game because there's a Chargers, and Mixon is a good running back, and they shut him down. So, I'll pick the Chiefs in this one simply because they're a powerhouse.
Yeah, I mean, this Chiefs team is obviously very, very good. Patrick Mahomes, honestly, I like him so much. Again, 15 years from now, top three quarterback ever.
Okay.
I'm going to keep that in the back of my head. But, yeah, I like the Chiefs in this one. Again, Austin Eckler did not look really good against the Bengals, which I thought was kind of a surprise, especially for fantasy owners. I thought he was a definite running back two or flex start. But, yeah, he did not look good. Hopefully, he'll be able to bounce back against the Chiefs. But, again, Tyrod Taylor did not look good, so I wouldn't have any expectation for him either. We're going in. We got the Patriots versus the Seahawks, the rematch of the Super Bowl from 2016, 14, 15.
Wrong, I believe, with 13, all those. Pretty 13, sure it was 12. 12? I think.
12.
Or no, that's when the Niners went 13. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, Patriots look. Dolphins, keep it in mind. Patriots look good. I really like Newton in that Patriots jersey. I think he played well.
He played very well.
I think the problem is he needs to throw the ball more. And against Seattle, you're going to need to throw the ball more. You can't just run around like a madman. I want to pick the Patriots in this game. I'm starting to like the Patriots because of Cam Newton. Brady really kind of – it's kind of annoying when a player's in the same spot for a long time because I like to see change in the NFL. But I'll pick the Seahawks here. They just look so good against the Falcons, especially Chris Carson, Russell Wilson. He had like 400 yards, 3 touchdowns. He went off.
He had 4 touchdowns. Yeah, 4 touchdowns. Very, yeah. Very well.
And he moved the ball around, and Metcalf looked good. So I'll pick the Seahawks really in this one.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks in this game too. Again, like George said, Cam did look very, very good. Did look a little more run happy, which I didn't necessarily think was going to happen.
He was watching Lamar too much.
Right, and I think it looked like a little bit of a younger Cam Newton. And I think, yeah, that's all fine and good when you play a practice squad team like the Dolphins on defense. But when you go up against teams like this Patriots – or not this – they are the Patriots. Silly
dudes. They are. They're not going to go up against themselves.
But when they go up against the Seahawks, who are a very good defense with that Jamal Adams pickup, they played good against this Falcons team last week, and they came out with that win. Again, like you said, it's going to be hard for him to run. So I think he's going to have to rely on the pass. I think we're going to see a little bit of why Cam Newton was a free agent for so long. And I think that the Patriots are going to lose this game. And Russell Wilson's going to go 2-0.
Yep, agree.
At the last game of the week, Monday Night Football action, the Saints versus the Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders coming off of a good win. Josh Jacobs going absolutely crazy with 3 touchdowns in that backfield. Derek Carr looked mediocre, as he has the last past 4 years. And the Saints looked very good against the Bucs. Coming away with the win, Drew Brees looked very, very good as well.
In this game, I'm going to probably pick this Raiders, actually. I think if Ruggs has a good game along with Carr, Josh Jacobs does what he did last week, they could win this game. I like the Raiders this year. I think they're actually a good team. I don't remember the 3 pickups they got on defense, but I know they're good. I can't remember all the names, you know. But I can see the Raiders taking this game. Saints, don't count them out at all. Alvin Kamara actually looked like Alvin Kamara again. Three touchdowns?
I think yeah, Alvin Kamara had – I believe he had 2. He might have had 3 touchdowns.
I think one was like, called back. Yeah,
yeah, he looked like the Alvin Kamara from 2 years
ago. He actually looked like the good running back he was.
Right.
So – it's going to be a tough game. You know, last year we would have said this is an easy Saints win, but I could see the Raiders taking this, and I'm going to take them to win this.
Yeah, I can definitely see the Raiders taking this game, but I still do like the Saints team. They did beat a Buccaneers team that was very highly regarded going into the season. Honestly, Bucs never really had a chance in that game going into the second and third quarter. The Saints kind of controlled it, and that defense did look good. So I think it's going to give Derek Carr a little bit of struggles. I do like the Saints in this
Thomas
one.
Mike Thomas is out, right?
Even though Mike Thomas is out, yeah, with a high ankle sprain. So he's definitely out for
Emmanuel
this game.
Emmanuel Sanders, because
Emmanuel Sanders is going to drop into that wide receiver number one spot. And I think he'll do just fine. Obviously, he had the same role in the 49ers last year and performed very well. So I like the Saints in this one. All right. And that'll be it for our week 2 J&G show. Wrapping up here with just George and myself. We will see you next week, hopefully in studio. Peace.